So she traveled for 6 hours to get her money.
The bill for a Pomeranian goes unpaid.
You tried to repossess the puppy.
Yes.
And he wouldn't let you.
But did she uncover a dirty secret?
My concern was the condition of his house and the condition of the dogs in his house.
How many dogs do you keep inside your house?
There's about 8, Your Honor.
And how many dogs do you keep outside your house?
30 dogs.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Linda Moore is suing Rodney Larson for the return of a Pomeranian puppy she sold to him.
Order. All rise.
Now, this is case number 406 on the calendar in the matter of Moore versus Larson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Ms. Moore, you purchased a dog at one point from the defendant. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
When was that?
November 3rd, 2013.
Is that the only dog you purchased from him?
Yes.
Male or a female?
Male.
You still have that dog?
Yes, I do.
Healthy?
Yes.
And nice?
Yes.
Great.
Very happy.
Subsequently, you used that male for stud?
With my own female, yes.
Okay, so how many Pomeranians do you have?
I now have 5.
Do you sell them or do
no,
you keep them?
No, I do
them?
Not.
You keep them?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to be stretching your walls.
Yes.
And when you had your last litter of puppies, Mr. Larson expressed interest in one of your females.
Yes, that's right.
This little girl, I assume, right here.
Yes.
And you sold the dog to him for $700.
No, ma'am.
How
that's
much?
Not right. $500.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
And that was in what month and year?
June 2017.
And Mr. Larson asked if he could make 2 payments.
Yes.
And you said okay.
Yes.
He gave you 1 check for $200, and he never paid the rest.
That's correct.
So after a while, you got annoyed, and you drove for 3 hours to his house.
Yes.
With the intention of repossessing your puppy.
Yes.
And when you got there, you tried to repossess the puppy, and he wouldn't let you.
That's correct.
Now you are not suing for the balance of $300. You're suing for $2,500, which I don't get the equation. There's no reason for that. Or the return of the dog.
I want my dog.
And Mr. Larson says you can't have your dog. He's more than prepared to pay you the $300 that he owes you for the dog. So I'm going to throw the ball into your court. Why didn't you finish paying her?
We had run into a little bit difficult times. Linda did say in text messages that money's not a big deal to us and that it would be okay for you to pay when you can.
Well, when can you?
Well, when Linda did come to the house, you know, Emily is part of our lives.
Just a second. You said in your answer that you wrote out a check for $300. Prove it to me.
I have the check right here.
I'd like to see it. Now, this is drawn on a bank where if we called right now, would there be $300 in that bank?
Yes.
So this is your payment that you owe her. Give this to the plaintiff.
Sure.
Now, you made her make a 6-hour trip from her house to your house. Is that how long it takes to get from her house to your house?
Yes.
So she traveled for 6 hours to get her money. What do you think that's worth? Do you work?
I'm retired.
You retired? How old are you?
I'm 50.
Retired from what?
Tugboat engineer.
How long have you been retired?
For 7 years.
So you retired when you were 43. How do you support yourself?
We breed dogs.
You breed Pomeranians?
All types of dogs.
Like what?
German Shepherds, Yorkies, Pomeranians.
Has this dog ever had a litter?
No.
Do you intend to breed her?
Actually, Your Honor, she's a little bit small to be bred. She's just part of our...
Just a second. She's a little too small to be bred.
That's correct.
So she's not going to go into whatever breeding program you have.
That's correct. She's part of our lives, and Shauna...
And you should have paid for her. Now you've paid for her. So you have to compensate Ms. Moore for her travel 6 hours to go and retrieve her dog or her money. How do you intend to do that?
I could pay her a check.
Well, I mean, she drove in her car. Any driver that you get, you'd have to pay $50 an hour to. So she drove for 6 hours.
300.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I wrote that down, Bert.
You did. You did good.
I'm getting, I'm almost an Einstein. Now, part of the thing that you want, first of all, this dog looks just fine. Looks well cared for, looks well groomed, looks well fed, looks just fine. I think probably part of your concern is that Mr. Larson is going to use your puppy in his breeding program. I don't know if he's got a mill or not, if he takes care of his dogs or not, but certainly you got a healthy dog from him in 2013.
My concern was the condition of his house.
Well, you know, not everybody has a pristine house.
And when the condition of the dogs in his house.
Hmm?
And the condition of the dogs in his house.
Well, but she looks in good shape.
When I was at his house, I had her on my lap and I was picking knots out of the back of her neck. She had knots on her stomach.
The long-haired dog, occasionally that happens. But she looks pretty healthy. So if you're not going to put her in a breathing program, do you intend to have her neutered?
No, Your Honor.
Is not an answer. If she's not going to be in your breeding program, and if you're not going to have her neutered, then there's something wrong with your mind. If you have a whole bunch of dogs that you breed, male dogs, why would you allow a female dog to go into heat twice a year if you're not going to breed her and drive the male dogs crazy in your house? Why would you do that if you're an intelligent person?
I will get her fixed, Your Honor.
You will? Okay. Where do you come from?
Virginia.
Virginia. You want to get home to Virginia, right?
That's correct.
You know that the show paid for you to come here from Virginia. You and your wife and the dog. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll pay certain of your expenses while you're here. You understand that, too?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get anything until we're comfortable that she's going to be neutered. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly. And I have to tell you something. I have great follow-through. Because my concern is that somebody who breeds all kinds of dogs and who at first said to me, well, she's not going to be in my breeding program, but I'm not going to have her neutered, and has all these dogs roaming around, German Shepherds and Yorkies and Pomeranians and I don't know what else you breed, doesn't understand what's going on. You want to show me pictures? Sure. I'm going to look at your pictures.
I have 28 different breeds of dogs that he breeds.
I don't... Listen.
How can anyone possibly take care of that many dogs?
Listen. You're right, but you can't... I don't want to see it. You can't be a class monitor. You're not the class monitor. You sold him the puppy. The puppy right now looks as if it's in good condition. I am going to make certain, because he told me that the puppy is too small to breed, so we will not be in the breeding program, that the dog will be neutered. And since I really don't want to put you up in Los Angeles any longer than I have to, Mr. Larson, I'm going to let you go home to Virginia. But I'm also going to make an order that within 6 weeks, if you do not furnish us with a certificate of neuter for that puppy, I'm going to give her the authority to come and pick up the puppy with a marshal. Do you understand?
I understand.
Clearly, you got it.
I understand, Your Honor.
6 weeks. If we don't have proof, because she's going to check... We don't have proof that that puppy has been spayed. She's going to have a marshal's order to go and retrieve the dog. Do you understand?
I understand.
Perfect. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $300, which is for your travel expenses. You have his check for $300, so
yes.
You don't need anything else. Now, you have a counterclaim. Your counterclaim is that she said disparaging things about you and your breeding facility on the internet, and therefore you've lost business. Do you try to get business on the internet?
I do, Your Honor. I have a website.
Good. And if you have a website, then you open yourself up to criticism. Sometimes the criticism is well-founded. Sometimes it's less well-founded. I think that people who breed multiple breeds who don't have really a solid breeding program, they sometimes refer to those breeders as puppy mills. I don't know if your facility falls into that category, but if she was upset about two things, she was upset that you stiffed her for the dog, and she was upset with the conditions that she saw when she came to retrieve the dog. So she has a perfectly valid First Amendment right to comment on your website that she didn't like what she saw when she went to your house. How many dogs do you keep inside your house?
There's about 8, Your Honor.
And how many dogs do you keep outside your house?
I have about 30 dogs.
Your counterclaim's dismissed. We're finished. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Emily is not in a good home. The home is filthy.
Yeah, she came to the house and sat there for 3 hours. She could have been an adult and...
She should have come home with me.
Brought the conversation up about the money or the dog or whatever it may have been, but she decided to grab the dog and just leave out the house.
The dog's fur is ungroomed, very matted. There's feces on the floor.
Oh, that's just not true. I think, you know, emotions were high when she arrived.
When he wants the dogs outside, he picks them up by the back of the neck and tosses them out the door.
And it's just not true. I mean, the dogs are all well taken care of, and we'll just leave it at that.
I will have PETA go and investigate his property.
I just want the dogs to be happy, and I just want to be left alone.
I hope Emily ends up with a good home. I don't think she will, but I hope she does.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Bowers versus Esparza. Step forward.
Candace Bowers is suing Louis Esparza for the return of money she paid for a one-year deer hunting lease.
Mr. Esparza, you have a large piece of property. How large?
The total ranch is, give or take, 7,900 acres.
And you rent out pieces of that property, at least as part of your business, to hunters?
Correct.
How large a piece do you rent to each hunter?
It's not broken down that way. It's broken down into what we call pastures. And there's five different pastures. On the one that we're talking about today, it's 1790, plus or minus. It's never been surveyed.
So, but it's a large parcel.
Approximate. Yes.
And Miss Bowers and her husband leased that property for hunting.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct? What do you hunt?
We hunt white-tailed deer, turkey, wild hogs.
What do you do with them?
We harvest them for food.
What else?
That's pretty much it.
Do you sell the meat?
No, ma'am. We eat the meat.
How many months is the season?
Well, the season for white-tailed deer is very short, from November to January. And then the turkey is more like March and April. Hogs can be hunted all the time.
Now, this is what the case is about. You did, in fact, lease his property. Everything was fine. Then you leased it again for another year. And that lease started when?
February.
And was to go until January of the next year?
Correct.
And the defendant told you to leave the property. He told you to leave the property when?
In August.
Did he tell you why he was telling you to leave the property?
Not at first he did. He just terminated.
He terminated and he said goodbye. You had already prepaid.
Yes, ma'am.
So the case is about you wanting back a portion of the money that you paid him.
All the money.
Why all the money?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Unless he's a scam artist and took your money and he had no reason to ask you to leave, that would really be detrimental to his business. So now, if you don't know why he told you to leave after 6 months, I'm going to ask him.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Candace Bowers says Louis Esparza owes for the return of money she paid for a deer hunting lease after Louis terminated it.
Now, this is what the case is about. You did, in fact, lease his property. Everything was fine. Then you leased it again for another year, and the defendant told you to leave the property. Did he tell you why he was telling you to leave the property?
Not at first he did. He just terminated.
He terminated, and he said goodbye. You had already prepaid.
Yes, ma'am.
So the case is about you wanting back a portion of the money that you paid him.
All the money.
Why all the money?
Well, because that's what he said.
I don't care what he said. Why all the money? If you did, in fact, use the property for...
We did, 6 months.
6 months.
Right.
And the total fee that he charged you was what, $2,400?
$2,500.
$2,500. So you used it for 6 months, and if he told you to get off the property, and he had good reason to tell you to get off the property, then at most you would get back $1,250.
True, but that's not what he said, and there was no reason.
Okay. Well, so we told you to get off the property, and he does lease the property. That's his business. I mean, his business, he has other hunters that he leases his property to, I assume. That's what you said here. And he had your money, and unless he's a scam artist and took your money and he had no reason to ask you to leave, that would really be detrimental to his business, because you would go around and tell other hunters, don't rent from him, because he's going to take all your money and he's going to throw you out after 6 months, and he'll get a bad reputation in the business for doing that. So now, if you don't know why he told you to leave after 6 months, I'm going to ask him.
For violating rules, Your Honor, on the Exhibit A.
Why don't you just tell me what the rules were?
So harvesting animals, once you do that on our property, I need to be contacted immediately if it's white-tailed deer, or I need to be contacted before they depart the property.
Did you let them know that, and had they done that in the past?
Absolutely, yes.
In the first year, they did tell you?
Yes, on one incident. Now, there were others that they had harvested animals, and they never told me, and that's why they were being evicted.
How do you know that?
Because John Bowers told me himself.
Stand up, please.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
contacted by my hunters that both Candy and Mr. Bowers had gotten into an argument with my hunters about frog legs.
So you contacted him?
I did.
Now I want you to tell me what the conversation with regard to the frog's legs.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Candace Bowers says Louis Esparza owes for the return of money she paid for a deer hunting lease after Louis terminated it.
Now, if you don't know why he told you to leave after 6 months, I'm going to ask him.
For violating rules, Your Honor, harvesting animals, once you do that on our property, I need to be contacted immediately.
Did you let them know that, and had they done that in the past?
On one incident. Now, there were others that they had harvested animals, and they never told me.
How do you know that?
Because John Bowers told me himself.
Stand up, please. Mr. Bauer told you when?
On July 22nd, in the afternoon of July 22nd.
July 22, 2017.
2017, yes, Your Honor.
Tell me where the conversation took place.
In my office, on my telephone, because I was contacted by my hunters that there was an incident that weekend that both Candy and Mr. Bowers had gotten into an argument with my hunters about frog legs, of all things, and at that time...
So you contacted him?
I did.
Now I want you to tell me what the conversation with regard to the frog's legs.
The very first thing I asked him, I want to hear your side of it. You know, were you getting into a confrontation over frog legs and why? And he told me that some of the other hunters had gone into his area with his son to hunt frogs, and he wanted half of what they had taken because he didn't give him permission to be in his area.
So that's what the argument was about?
Correct.
Now, tell me about the part of the conversation that has to do with harvesting animals.
So when you tell me about the argument, that was the last straw, because this wasn't the first incident where they were not getting along with the hunters that are out there. The next thing I asked him, I said, have you been shooting hogs? And he said, yes. And I said, well, you haven't been reporting that to me, and I've already gotten on to you about it once before. And he said, I don't care. I said, you know what? You're gone. And that's
okay.
It.
Okay. Did you have a conversation with the defendant that was initiated over frogs that he called you about?
Yes.
And you had had some sort of negative interaction with other hunters?
Correct.
Was that the first time you had negative interaction with other hunters?
Yes, ma'am, but I wouldn't call it negative interaction.
No, but it was about frogs' legs. Evidently, it was a negative because they complained to him. Now, during that conversation, did you discuss hogs with him?
No, ma'am.
I don't believe that. Don't believe it. Okay, so we terminated you. You'll go have to find yourself someplace else to hunt, and he's got to give you back $1,250, not $2,500. How many hogs and white-tailed deer would you estimate, Mr. Bowers? Be very careful in your answer. Very careful with me. How many in the first 6 months of your lease would you estimate that you killed?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, so we terminated you. You'll go have to find yourself someplace else to hunt, and he's got to give you back $1,250, not $2,500. How many hogs and white-tailed deer would you estimate, Mr. Bowers? Be very careful in your answer. How many in the first 6 months of your lease would you estimate that you killed?
None.
No deer?
No deer. No hogs. No turkey.
Well, you and your wife moved a trailer onto the property.
The prior year.
It still was there in 2017.
Correct.
And you went there to hunt.
I went there to work on my piece of property.
It wasn't your piece of property.
Well, the parcel that I had leased.
To work on it how?
To, cut brush, make shooting lanes so that you can have access to the animals that you're hunting, fill my feeder, which we feed the animals.
What do you feed them for?
To bring them in.
You feed them so that they bring them in so that you can shoot them?
Correct.
Good. Are you hunting someplace else?
No, ma'am.
Great. We're done here.
Okay.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,250.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. A roommate fight left everyone on edge.
He got in my face and kind of headbutted me, and I just pushed him out of my way.
Did you have too much coffee today?
Yes.
I love this job.
Judge Judy.
Well, she prorated it, so, that's that could be fair, but...
Absolutely. I've text messages that said that he would refund the $2,500 in full.
That guy, he shot. They call him the murderer, okay?
I really don't know, other than Louie and I had some...
He shot more hogs on that ranch and let them lay and rot, and she knew that already, and she could see it in his face.
Differences of opinion. on the way he managed the ranch.
That's all hearsay because I never had a problem with John or Candy.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with the other hunters on the property.
But all my other hunters did, and they pretty much were like, if they stay, we're going, and I can't have that.
He just didn't like us, I guess.
No, I've been doing this for 17 years, very successful.
Always going to find another lease.
Absolutely.
At it, and this is the first time I've ever had to go to court.
It is what it is.
Time to move forward.
You were short $1,500 for a lawyer.
Yes.
Your grandfather gave you the money.
A grandson refuses to hear about his debt.
You haven't had any further discussions with your grandfather about it?
Just with his wife. Her hounding me in emails and calling me.
And his grandpa is shut out.
He won't speak to me.
He hasn't actually called me or anything. It's just been her.
You certainly knew how to get in touch with him when you needed money.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. This is Judge Judy.
Larry Strait is suing his grandson, Matthew Strait, for a loan to pay attorney fees.
Order. All rise. It's case number 126 on the calendar in the matter of Strait versus Strait.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Young man, this is your grandfather's, correct?
Yes.
How old are you?
33.
What do you do for a living?
A manager of a maintenance company.
What did you need a lawyer for?
For custody of my son.
How old is your son?
4.
How long have you and his mother been apart?
For 2 years.
And where is he currently living?
With me.
Where was he living prior to the court action?
He's always lived with me since birth.
How long have you and his mother been apart?
For 2 years.
And what did you need the lawyer for?
Because she left. I had him for 2 years, and then she decided that she was going to go for full custody of him. So she filed a parenting plan on me.
Did she visit during those two years?
No.
Does she live close by?
Yeah, she lives in the same city.
Does she see him now?
She's seen him 5 times since we went to court back in July, and it was supervised.
So at the time that you took money from your grandfather, you were short $1,500 for a lawyer?
Yes.
And it was serious business?
Yes.
Your grandfather gave you the money?
Yes.
When?
It was either end of July or early August.
And when was your court date?
It was October.
When was it concluded?
We're still in the battle as of now.
So the case has not been concluded yet?
No.
Still have the same lawyer?
Yes.
Have you had to give the lawyer more money?
Yes.
Where did you get it from?
I've sold a few cars and my job.
When did your grandfather ask you back for the money that he gave you?
It was on our birthday party, because our birthdays are 2 days apart.
When is your birthday?
August 23rd.
Well, he gave you the money in August. And when did he ask you for it back? The same month?
Yes.
Well, when did you tell him you would get it back to him?
I didn't tell him that night. He asked me about it that night at the birthday party, and that was it. And then,
well, what did he say to you?
He just said that he was going on a trip and needed the money back before his trip.
And what did you say to him?
I just told him I didn't have it.
And then?
And that was it.
And between that time in August and now, we're in July of the following year, you haven't had any further discussions with your grandfather about it?
Just with his wife.
And what were those discussions?
Just her hounding me in emails and calling me. But well, I haven't talked to him directly about it.
Why not? You certainly knew where to get him when you needed the money.
Well, even when I got the money from him, it was all through her. She's the one that asked him about it and brought it up to me about getting the money for me.
How come, sir? I assume she's not your grandmother.
No.
Well, how come you didn't go to your grandfather?
Well, they suggested that I get a lawyer, that I needed a lawyer, and then she said she would ask my grandpa to help me out.
You didn't think you needed a lawyer?
At the time, I didn't think so, no.
Do you think so now?
Yeah.
Does the mother of your child have a lawyer?
No.
Does your son have a lawyer?
No.
I have a guardian.
Guardian ad litem, you mean?
Yes.
There's one appointed, but we haven't met yet. Yeah, we haven't met yet.
How much additional have you paid the lawyer?
$2,500.
Over and above what your grandfather gave you and what you had. So you've paid the lawyer a total of about $5,000 already.
Yes.
So you evidently feel as if your grandfather's wife was correct that you needed a lawyer.
Yes.
And is the reason you haven't paid your grandfather back because you've been paying this lawyer?
No. The reason why is because it was never a loan.
Tell me how it was.
We never talked about a loan or anything until
until the same month that you got the money.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty close. We're not talking about a year later. He said, by the way, that money that I gave you wasn't a gift. It was a loan.
Yeah.
So what do you think happened in the couple of weeks between the time you got the money and your birthday when he asked you for the money before he went on his trip? What do you think happened? Did you annoy him in some way?
I don't know. Maybe he thought he needed the money back, I guess.
So what I'd like you to do is to tell me exactly, before I question her, how the transfer of $1,500 came about.
I believe they called me.
They called you?
Or she called me.
She called you. Well, how would she know about this custody proceeding unless somebody told her?
Probably through my father, or I may have said something.
No, I want you to think hard.
I guess me?
I guess you. Now, I want you to think harder. Where were you when you first had the discussion with her or them?
On the phone.
Tell me about it.
Just told her what was going on in my life.
Okay, so you were speaking to her.
Yeah, she called me because she didn't know that me and my ex weren't together anymore. And so she probably had heard it from my dad or somebody. And then she called me about it, asked me what was going on, and then I told her about everything and that how I was going to court.
And?
That's when the...
Tell me. I told her I had to go to court and...
That I was going to, you know, court for my son.
And? Did you tell her that you had found a lawyer?
No.
Had you found a lawyer?
No. Not at that time.
When did you find a lawyer?
After she suggested that I get a lawyer.
And you had how much money?
I think at the time I had $1,000.
How much did the lawyer want?
$2,500.
Did she go with you to the lawyer?
No.
So you went by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's not an answer.
Yes.
And then when you went to the lawyer told you the retainer was $2,500.
Yes.
Then you had to have called them back.
Yes.
And said?
Told her that the lawyer wanted $2,500 and I only had $1,000.
And she said?
She would ask my grandpa.
Did she ask him then or did she call you back?
She called me back.
And she called you back and said?
My grandpa would help me out.
And you said?
So I said, okay.
And then what happened?
I don't know, probably like the next week I came out there and got a check from him.
When the next week came, you went to where your grandfather lived?
Yes.
You drove there?
Yes.
How far is that?
I don't know, 5 miles from my house, maybe 10.
And you spoke to your grandfather?
Yes.
Tell me about the conversation.
Just about work and stuff and the lawyer and then...
No. Work and stuff and the lawyer. What about the lawyer?
I just told him I found a lawyer and stuff and then he gave me the money, the check.
Oh, that had to...
It was pretty short. It wasn't like we sat and chatted it up.
When you came there, did he have the check written out to you?
Yes.
To your name?
Yes.
So it was all written. All he had to do was hand it to you?
Yes.
When he handed it to you, what did he say?
I don't remember.
Do you remember, sir?
Yes.
What did you say?
I said, this is a loan, and I want it to be paid back as within the next 6 months or as soon as possible.
So why did you ask him for it a couple of weeks later?
Well, that was at a birthday party, and my nephew was there also, who I had lent money to, and I asked him, he was standing just to my right. He was standing to my left. And I said, I'm going to need that money back.
How much did you lend to your nephew?
I lent him $1,700.
Okay, so you were speaking to your nephew about the return of that money?
Yes.
And go ahead. I'm interested.
And anyway, I said to Pat, my nephew, I said, I need that money back. I'm going on a trip, and I need the money to be able to go on this trip. And he said, yes, I've got this car up for sale, so I'll get it back to you. And then I turned to him and said that I'm going to need that back from you too, Matt. And he just froze, didn't say anything. So I didn't think anything more about it until later. Then I came to realize that he can't pay me back that fast. But if he could pay me back in the 6 months, that'd be all right.
You came to realize that yourself?
Yes.
You didn't have that discussion with him?
No.
I want you to rethink again what you said to him when he came to pick up the check.
Well, Darius brought him in the house and brought him in to me. And he asked me if he could borrow the $1,500, you know. And I said, yes, but I'm going to need it back shortly, within 6 months or so at that time.
Okay. Have you spoken to your grandson since last August?
No, he won't speak to me.
Why not?
He doesn't. He's never tried to call me or anything. He has Darius do all his dirty work.
What kind of dirty work?
Well, I mean, reaching out to me and... stuff like that. He hasn't actually came to me and talked to me or called me or anything. It's just been her.
You certainly knew how to get in touch with him when you needed money.
Well, actually, we did talk on the phone one time. He did call me and said he was going on the trip and stuff, and that he wanted to see if I could make some deposits into his bank.
And what did you say?
I don't remember what I told him.
Anything else, sir?
Anything else?
The answer is no. You have nothing else?
No.
Anything else?
No.
Judge, for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. We're done.
Thank you.
All right, sir, excuse. You may step out.
I guess I owed him the money.
He wouldn't even give me $5.
I hope we can get back to where we were before.
If he'd have done something, we wouldn't be here.
I just hope it works out in the long run.
Give me a hug.
Sorry, Grandpa.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Martell versus Martell. Step forward.
Karen Martell is suing her daughter, Cassandra Martell, for the return of money she gave her for a cruise and airfare.
Miss Martell, this is your mom.
Correct.
And the Reader's Digest version of her case against you is that she was planning to take your younger sister and you on a trip that took you out of the country to celebrate your sister's graduation from junior high school?
Yes.
And you said you would make the arrangements. You were more expert at doing that. You and your mother found a trip that you thought would be great, and she gave you money to hold the tickets, and you were going to the Caribbean?
Correct.
How much money did your mother give you?
She gave me a total of $1,650.
And that was to cover what?
It was a deposit towards the trip and as well as airfare.
And on what dates did she give you the money?
She gave me the money in January and then the rest in May.
And the trip was supposed to take place when?
January of 18.
So she gave you money in January of 2017? When did she give...
I may have made a mistake. It was...
Well, then let's go back.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
In October, you got the refund. When did she say, I want to plan something else for your sister?
It was probably early November. I think she began to get frustrated.
Don't tell me what you think.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Karen Martell says her daughter, Cassandra Martell, owes her for a cruise.
Now, when did she give you the money?
She gave me the money in May.
Of what year?
17.
And when was the trip supposed to take place?
January of 18.
But she didn't give you all the money together. She gave you the money for the airfare separate from the trip itself.
Correct.
How far apart did she give?
A few months.
And then she changed her mind?
Correct.
And when did she change her mind?
I believe it was August. She'd been trying to get the father to sign off on getting a passport, and he wasn't really doing that. So I told her that she could go to the courthouse and get a custody proof that she has sole custody, which she never did. And then between the combination of the situation, she lost interest in the trip.
Okay, fine. So you were able to get the money back?
I did. I requested a refund.
And you got it?
Yes.
And you didn't give it to your mother?
No.
And that's what she's suing you for. Now you can explain why.
Well, at the time, she...
Now you got the refund. She called you and said, I can't go. Whatever reason, I lost interest. I don't care what the reason. She lost interest in going. You got the refund. Pick it up from there.
She had told me that I could keep the money as a result of...
When did she tell you that?
It was between August and October. She had changed her mind a few times. She said I could keep it, and then she wanted some back, and then she said I could keep it again. But by that time, and when I got the refund in October, I made arrangements because I had another trip planned. So I used the money when she told me I could keep it towards a trip in November.
You have any proof that your mother told you that you could keep the money?
I don't.
When for the first time did you begin to argue about this money?
It had been any time after I got the refund. I didn't think to save any evidence because I didn't think she would change her mind and ask for the refund again.
Well, what do you think changed her mind to bring you to court?
Well, she wanted to plan something else for my sister. So she asked me if she could use some of that money towards the new a party and a domestic trip within the country, and I had already spent.
Well, in what month did she ask you for the money back?
She asked me after I received the refund in October.
Okay, so
but
you
I
received,
don't have a specific.
So you received the refund money in October.
Yes.
And before you received the refund money, you couldn't have sent it out. So when in October did she ask you for the refund? You must have said, I got the refund.
Yeah, she hadn't asked me immediately. It was sometime after and periodically afterwards.
I just said, give me periodically. In October, you got the refund. When did she say, I want to plan something else for your sister?
It was probably early November. I think she began to get frustrated.
Don't tell me what you think.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When did you ask her?
It was the end of September.
And tell me about the discussion that you had with her.
I just stated to her that I was not able to go on.
No, we knew that already. We knew that from before.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Karen Martell says her daughter, Cassandra Martell, owes her for a cruise.
Now, do you have any proof to show me when you booked this other trip using the money that you got for a refund?
I have some, yes.
Okay, I'd like you to show me the date that you got the refund.
I have this right here.
I don't know what this is.
That's my bank statement.
What is withdrawal Royal Caribbean cruise, June 2017?
June was when we booked the deposit, and then in October, the first listings are that they gave the refund in increments.
Did you print this up, or did the bank print this up?
It's printed from the online banking.
What do you mean printed from the online banking? If you were to go on online banking, is this what you would see, or would you would see something else that you did a shortcut version for?
I just searched Royal Caribbean because that was the source of the payment that I used.
And this is what came up?
Yes, everything associated to Royal Caribbean.
Okay, now I'd like, so it came in on 10-10. Now I'd like to see where you booked your next trip that you say you used the money for.
I have this here.
That wasn't until late November, over a month later.
Yes, so I didn't use the money right away, all of it, but because my bank statement from Citizens doesn't have.
When did your daughter tell you she had gotten the refund?
When I approached her about my daughter not being able to get out of the country.
Just a sec. That's not what I asked you. I didn't ask for a whole story. I said, when did she tell you that she got the refund?
When I stated to her that I was not able to go, she said.
Well, that was a while before.
She said that she would contact Caribbean, and she stated to me that they gave her a full refund, and that was before, it had to have been month of October maybe, but I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
When did your daughter tell you that she had received the refund?
She never told me that she actually received it. She said for me to wait, it would be in her bank account within a couple of days. She never told me when she received it, because I never talked to her afterwards.
When did you ask her?
It was the beginning of the end of September.
Okay. And tell me about the discussion that you had with her.
I just stated to her that I was not able to go on.
No, we knew that already. We knew that from before.
And okay? I just wanted my money back so I could take my 15-year-old on a vacation that I had promised her within the United States without having to use a passport.
Fine. And she said she hadn't gotten the money back.
She said it'd be within a couple of days.
And when you asked her for the refund, what did she tell you?
She was okay with it.
So why are you here?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, so why are you here?
Because it's been 9 months I've been trying to get my money back from Cassandra, and she's been avoiding me. She lives right across the street from me, Your Honor, and I just can't get in touch with her. I call her. She's got me blocked. There's been no communication, and I have proof to show that before she went on a vacation, a cruise with her Aunt Liz, I was trying to get the money from her before she left for this vacation, and I never heard from her.
I'd like to see it. Is her Aunt Liz your sister?
No, no relation. It's on her father's side. I have to show you as far as that is text messages, me asking. Let me get.
Very unfortunate. You owe your mother $1,650. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. A pharmacy's house call goes bad.
Before I put the medication out the door, the dog came out, bit my hand.
We're taking the position our dog didn't touch him.
I don't care what your position is.
Judge Judy.
I've had confidence in Judge Judy and her making the right decision to rule in my favor.
My mom changed her mind several times.
If she had just talked to me about it from the beginning, we wouldn't have to be here.
We've always had an on and off relationship, so I'm not surprised.
I love her. She's my daughter. But at the same time, I'm just, you know, a little hurt.
I hope to just move forward.